I would only keep what was a fuck yes, right? It had to be a fuck yes, which is a very strong yes. It is a 100% yes. It has a punch to it, an aliveness to it. It's not a yeah, it's a fuck yes.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you and your wealth consciousness, your visionary impact, and your creative genius. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I am the oracle of wealth, and I really help visionaries embody the new paradigm of wealth, which I call inexhaustible wealth, a state of flow. No more hustle, no more chasing, no more forcing. But to really embody a state of aliveness, pleasure, ecstatic union with creation, and what is possible from that state, that just turns me on. I just get so turned on. I hope you're turned on too. In this week's episode, I want to share with you a story because it was very profound for me. It was my personal experience. And there's so many beautiful nuggets of wisdom in this story. So grab your popcorn, snuggle up with your favorite blanket, and let's dive in. I'm recording this in September, and I think it was around May or June that a very dear sister of mine, not blood sister, but sister of the sacred, of the service, of the soul, reached out, and she was creating a live event in Austin, Texas, and she invited me to speak. And I think the second speaker she invited on. So it was very early on in the creation process, and I immediately was lit by her event, by the possibility of going being a part of it, all the things. And I set about, you know, putting it all together on my end. One of the things I really felt to do was to get a goddess dress because the event was called Warrior Goddess Ignite. So I really wanted a dress that I felt like a goddess in. Not because clothing is the focus, because it's not. And I speak a lot about this. It does matter. If you've ever noticed, clothing makes you feel a certain way. There was one point in particular, long story short, just fitting in a little short story, when I was a scuba diving instructor traveling the world and all of my belongings were stolen. And I had to wear this other woman's clothing. And there was nothing wrong with her clothing. It just wasn't what I wore. I felt totally out of my skin. I felt like a different person. It was just so interesting to experience what it feels like when you put on somebody else's clothing that isn't your style, isn't your normal wear. So it matters. And it's one of the things that I really love permitting myself and also with my clients, like what really helps you to feel the way that you want to feel, to carry the frequency you want to carry. So here I was opening up the door for this dress to come in. And I had about 6 different orders before, about a week before, 2 weeks before the event, I landed on the dress that was the dress. But 6 orders I went through, at least 6 that I can recall. And I made a pact with myself because I did want some other clothing as well. So I was bringing in a few extra pieces to my wardrobe, that the pact with myself was I would only keep what was a fuck yes, right? It had to be a fuck yes, which is a very strong yes. It is a 100% yes. It has a punch to it, an aliveness to it. It's not a yeah. It's a fuck yes. So I promised myself I wouldn't keep anything that wasn't that. And I had never really done this before with this much volume of clothes, you know, six orders plus whatever. I was surprised how few pieces I kept. It spoke a lot to what my fuck yes really was. And perhaps how in the past I have not listened to that. So I got the dress, I got the plane ticket, which was non-refundable. And originally when my friend had created this event, she had felt 300 women. And coming into September, I think she had 30 women signed up. And you know, she's a brilliant being. And she was working her side of it. This is the work. This is part of showing up in this way. We have to show up. We have to show up to what is, no matter what that is. And sometimes it doesn't show up, it doesn't look like what we initially envisioned. And we still have to show up to it. And she was doing that. She was doing it wonderfully. At one point, she reached out to me and asked my opinion on it. And I was feeling, you know, that the speakers really needed to connect a little bit better and creating some more intimacy in the event. And then I also felt like it was really important to speak to those who might be coming, that in this particular September 2025, there was a lot going on, and really humans were needing intimacy with each other. We were needing spaces where we felt safe, we felt close, we felt connected. Well, shortly after all of that, the event really shifted, and she went from hosting it at a Hilton in a committee room, you know, meeting room, to having it at an Airbnb where the 11 speakers would be staying there. And then the attendees would come for the day, have the event, and then they would go back to the hotel. And I was so elated for her, because when she brought this information to me, it was just, yes, that is aligned to what you're creating here. It was crystal clear that it was how the event was trying to pivot, and it was perfect. And initially I said, I'm all in. And my higher self said, why don't you sit with it for a moment? Oh, higher self, always the one that carries the wisdom. And I am an emotional authority in human design. And what that means is that I generally tend to have initial emotions, and I often have very positive initial emotions. I get really excited about things. Things turn me on very easily. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's in alignment to my heart, because your emotions are not the center of your heart. And so I have to give myself spaciousness to let the emotions kind of move through my space to really have that clarity. In addition, I had been practicing spaciousness really for the past, I don't know, 6 months to a year. I have really created a great deal of spaciousness in my life. And I've created a great deal of spaciousness for everything that I create. Everything that I do is granted spaciousness. And earlier in the week, before my sister told me her event was shifting, I was speaking to another friend. And I was telling her about this art spaciousness and how much I was really learning from it. Because basically, every time I gave something spaciousness, it revealed to me the truth of whatever that was. And I was really enjoying playing with the universe in this way. For instance, I had considered hiring somebody for my business. And immediately I felt the need to give it all spaciousness. So I did. And actually the person ended up having emergency travel that he had to do, which is not ironic. And weeks went by. And in the span of those weeks, everything that I was going to hire him to do landed in my lap. Now, I'm not saying we don't want to hire people or, you know, any of that. I had every intention of moving forward. But then I didn't need to. And the level of clarity that came through, the information and the, for lack of a better description, attunement of that information to my body, to my physical reality, was much more profound as it came through my own channel, my own oracular sight, than somebody else telling me. And if you are a channel or an oracle, or you are very intuitive, you'll understand what I mean. Because when it comes from inside of ourselves, when it comes from us, it is perfect. It's perfect because it's coming from that innate truth. When it comes from somebody else about us or about our life or about our business, it has a level, even the subtlest of level, of distortion of their perception, unless they are a very clear channel, which is not very common. And this man was not a channel at all. He was brilliant at what he did, but he wasn't a channeler. So this conversation of spaciousness and granting life, just simply spaciousness, space-time, and playing in that field, not walking away from it, not dropping it and forgetting about it, and not waiting. This is not, spaciousness is not the frequency of waiting. And if you feel into them, they're very different. Spaciousness is like you're with somebody and you back away. And you, it's almost like you sit down and you just watch them be them. Versus you wait, or you, I don't even know a great example for that. That might not be the greatest example. One that comes through is maybe you have a tomato that isn't ripe just yet. Waiting would just be you walk away from the tomato and, you know, it'll get ripe when it gets ripe. Spaciousness has a presence to it. You come in, you hold the tomato, you kind of give it love, and you keep doing that. You're giving presence to the tomato, and that's where the revealing really happens. So it's the presence. From a state of curiosity, from a state of childlike energy that creates the revelation. So I was granting it spaciousness. But immediately, coming back to the story of my friend and her event, because I know I've kind of gone off the track here a little bit. When I felt into my heart, is this still in alignment for me after this event has very radically pivoted, because the energy of an event being held at a hotel in a meeting room, convention room, versus a private residence where the speakers are staying there is very, very different. And it requires a completely different level of support, energetic support. And my heart immediately said no. And I was taken aback. No? What do you mean? This is my dear sister's event. I was really excited. I want to go, my ego said. I want to go. No. And I even felt some sadness because I did really want to go. And so I decided that I would give it spaciousness and I would give it a couple of days and I would give it presence like I was speaking to, and I would play with different potentials, because that potential was really about the speaker staying at the venue. So I'd be staying there. I would have my own room, but it would be a lot. It would be full on basically all the time. So what if I only went one day? I didn't go for the whole weekend. No. What if I stayed at the hotel, went to the venue as needed, went back to the hotel as needed? No. No, it wasn't in alignment for me. And every time I felt into that no, I felt my friend's new event and this new energy, and there was no aliveness there, none, zero. All very self-explanatory. I forgot a part. This was all during two eclipses, and very powerful eclipses. Eclipses where I literally feel like a different person than when I entered the eclipse season. And right around the time that my friend's event was shifting, I was really connecting to my heart's desire to serve at the highest caliber of the heart. And this is a very, very high caliber. Caliber, frequency, whatever you want to call it. Now, this is where these kinds of things get really tricky. Because my ego mind said, well, of course that's serving the highest caliber of the heart. It's your friend's, your dear friend's event that you love and you want to support her. You said yes to it, right? There's these women that you know you would have an amazing time. The speakers, the attendees, you know it's going to be powerful. It's going to be transformational. Of course, that's the highest caliber of the heart. But it wasn't. It simply wasn't. So then the mind wants to know why. And sometimes you are given the whys and sometimes you are not. Most of the time at this point, I think I'm given the whys. I don't recall the last time I wasn't given the whys. But that's largely because I just don't care anymore. I don't need to know why. So they are available. When we need to know why, we are attempting to justify. I need to know why so that I can justify that intuitive hit. I can justify that answer. The whys are not important, and I'm not going to discuss them here. But from the mind's perspective, it was absolutely of caliber of the heart. But the heart has no linear connection. And it does not function at the level of the mind. It functions at the level of oneness. A vast space of pure awareness. And it has a radically higher intelligence. It's the highest intelligence. It's intelligence infinite. Highest caliber of the heart doesn't mean anything. You know, our mind will try to grab on. What does that mean? Does it have to be a certain venue or a certain this or a certain that? But all of that is, again, mind-based, a logical need to understand. The highest caliber of the heart is simply a resonance, a state of resonance, a state of synergy. And if it's not synergetic, if it's not in resonance, it is not of the highest caliber of the heart. Synergetic to that highest caliber of the heart. In resonance to that highest caliber of the heart. And beyond that, there's nothing that needs to be understood. So you can see how easy it is. You know, I bought the dress, my mind said. You paid for the ticket. It's non-refundable. You already said yes. Your face, your name is all over all the things that are being marketed and shared. And you've shared it with your own audience and all these things, all these yeah buts. And it is so easy for us to listen to them. But the only thing that matters to creating inexhaustible wealth is the three creator centers, your womb, which is your creativity, your creative life force energy. This is really where you feel lit. You feel aroused, turned on. That's what literally gets the creative juices flowing. The heart is that whisper from your soul. And again, it is either a fuck yes or a fuck no. There is nothing in between. And the third eye is the clarity to envision it, to be in that imaginative state with that full aliveness and that fuck yes, and how all three of those creator centers come together in precision. It is a precision that is mwah. A precision that is beyond human ability. Harmonic precision. The rest of it doesn't matter. It just doesn't, unless you make it matter. And now you have undercut your power to create. Now you have undercut the alignment to the flow state, your alignment to inexhaustible wealth. Now you have undercut that which creates much more ease and effortlessness in your life, and you're back in a state of force. The mind creates from duality. You do not want to create in duality. You want to create in singularity. And singularity is only found in the heart. So that's my story and the beautiful personal experience of all of that. And just how much I really enjoyed. I enjoyed all of it. I enjoyed shopping for the dress, which I, of course, will keep. I enjoyed that process and what I learned through that process. I enjoyed supporting my friend and having these conversations about, you know, what's going on and what do we think the event needs, and connecting to the speakers. We did lives together, connected to these beautiful women. I enjoyed all of that. I was lit by all of it. And I was very much an enjoyment of the process of the fuck no from my heart, and the spaciousness and the revealing of all of that. None of it was negative. None of it was bad. None of it was wrong. It was perfection. And it takes great courage. The heart requires courage, the courage of the heart. This is the warrior frequency. Ironic, right? Because her event was called the Warrior Goddesses Ignite. I mean, it was everything I stand for, her event. So funny. That's a warrior frequency. Courage. The courage to do what makes no fucking sense. To act upon something that is bigger than you. Because those messages from their heart, they're not personal. This is the beautiful realization, one of the realizations that I had from it. When it came through as serving the highest caliber of the heart, that's not personal to me. I get to align to it. I get to say yes to it. But it's not personal to me. So it took away all the pressure and the, what does that even mean? I have to get it right. No, it's not even personal to me. It's something so much grander than me. And I am deeply honored, so deeply honored to have the capacity to serve such brilliance. So, you know, if you want to learn more about the flow state, check the show notes of this podcast. You can take that Wealth Kink quiz. And this really aligns you to your unique blueprint of wealth and how inexhaustible wealth just naturally flows to you. And it gives you really great tools of how you can already create that flow in your life, in your business. And then from that, you can expand. As always, I love you all so very much. And until next time, mwah.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.